Some tips for spending the summer coolly and economically. With electricity costs rising, along with global warming guilt, consumers across the country are struggling to wean themselves from the AC. It remains to be seen whether they'll take a cue from Marilyn Monroe in The 7-Year Itch and stash their undies in the icebox. But they're trying just about everything else. In Thousand Oaks, California, Adina Knack keeps the thermostat at 28 and lets her toddler dance around the house in a bathing suit, spritzing herself with cool water from a spray bottle. Kara Cummins in Atlanta turns on the air conditioner only when she's expecting guests. Otherwise, she makes do by snacking on watermelon cubes soaked in chilled bourbon. Because many power plants run on natural gas, which has shot way up in price, utilities in every region of the nation have imposed or are planning big rate increases this year, some approaching 30%. In response, nearly two-thirds of families are cutting back on air conditioning, according to a recent Associated Press and Yahoo News poll. They're buying ceiling fans and programmable thermostats, and bombarding blogger Aaron Hufstetler, who writes about frugal living, with questions about the merits of tinting their windows dark to block the sun. In Arizona, 50,000 customers of the Salt River Project utility have cut energy use by an average of 13% thanks to a gizmo that lets them monitor their daily bill, so they can see exactly how much they save by bumping up the thermostat a few degrees. In Texas, Reliant Energy reports an 8% drop in per-customer energy use since 2005. The Department of Energy calculates that heating and cooling account for nearly half the energy used in a typical home. That's more than all the light bulbs, the dishwasher, the refrigerator, the hot water heater, and the washer and dryer combined. Replacing a standard air conditioner set at 22 degrees with an energy-efficient model set at 25.5 can cut your cooling costs in half. Those savings vary by climate, according to Xcel Energy Incorporated, a regional utility based in Minneapolis. A programmable thermostat can save as much as 12%. A ceiling fan can lower a room's temperature by several degrees. Even something as simple as switching to compact fluorescent light bulbs can make a big difference in electricity bills. Mickey Wehmeyer offers another tip. Marry a man who likes it hot. Mrs. Wehmeyer and her husband, Gary, are renting a modest apartment this summer while they fix up a house they just bought in Des Peres. To save money, they resolved to keep the thermostat at 24. He's got more willpower, his wife says. And Reba Kennedy, who turned off her central air altogether? Miss Kennedy now cools just the three rooms she uses most in her San Antonio home, with window units set at 25.5 degrees. To her surprise, she has found it pleasurable. With her downstairs windows open, she can smell the honeysuckle in her yard. She loves the look of her sheer curtains blowing in the breeze. Last week, though, when she reviewed her electric bills, Mrs. Kennedy found that her sacrifices haven't translated into savings. In June of 2006, with the central air on full blast, she used an average of 26 kilowatt hours a day. Last month, an average of 44. Harvey Sachs, a senior fellow at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, says that isn't surprising, because window units are notoriously inefficient. Her advice to middle-class families, pull the plug.